This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to lay foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. Mr. Modi will first travel to Mizoram, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various developmental projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl this morning. He will also address a public function. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Prime Minister will inaugurate Bairabi Sarang new railway line project during his visit to Mizoram today. Talking to reporters at Sarang railway station, Mr. Vaishnav said that the rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history.
Bairabi Sarang project is a very important project for connecting Mizoram with the railway network. This project has been constructed under great challenges. So there is a new tunneling method which has been created in this project from Bairabi to Sarang. In a distance of 51 kilometers, there are 45 tunnels and 55 bridges. So these are very complex projects. One of the bridges is actually taller than the Qutub Minar. We'll be starting three trains. One is Rajdhani Express to Delhi. Second is Kolkata. We are connecting tri-weekly express. Then Mizoram Express to Guwahati as a daily express.
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Manipur to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several developmental projects worth over 8,500 crore rupees. In Manipur, Mr. Modi will launch projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachandpur this afternoon. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate various projects worth over 1,200 crore at Imphal and address a public function. Prime Minister Modi will thereafter visit Assam and participate in the celebrations of the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India has voted in favor of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on peaceful settlement of the Palestine issue and implementation of the two-state solution. The resolution introduced by France was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favour, 10 against and 12 absentations. Those voting against included Argentina, Hungary, Israel and the United States. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favour of the resolution, which was titled Endorsement of the New York Declaration on the Peaceful Settlement of the Question of Palestine and the Implementation of the Two-State Solution. In Nepal, former Chief Justice Sushila Karki was sworn in as Prime Minister of the interim government, becoming the first woman to lead the country. President Ram Chandra Podel administered the oath of office to Ms. Karki at the presidential palace in a ceremony in Kathmandu last night. Vice President Ram Varan Yadav and several other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The swearing-in ceremony comes after the Himalayan nation witnessed deadly violence by Gen Z demonstrators over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The deadly clashes claimed the lives of several people and also led to the resignation of KP Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal led by a Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. US President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States. His remarks came in response to a question on the likely action against Russia for continuing the conflict in Ukraine. In chess, star Indian grandmaster and world champion Diego Cage was held to a draw by his compatriot Divya Deshmukh in round 8 of the FIDE Grand Swiss in Samarkand last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.